following has been pre-recorded for your listening and dancing pleasure.
This Doug and Danny podcast brought to you by Cunningham's Journal. Cunningham's Journal, the only bar you need to know in Kearney.
Hi, everybody. It's Colin Cowherd. With everybody working on the go, holding an impromptu meeting can be virtually impossible. But not anymore with GoToMeeting by Citrix. You can host your meeting online from your computer while your attendees join from any computer, an iPad, and now from an iPhone or any Android mobile device, too. With the free GoToMeeting app, anybody can attend your online meeting sessions. Just tap the email invitation. They'll join instantly. It's that easy. This new GoToMeeting app is fantastic. I can see the host's desktop right from my smartphone or my tablet, so I can attend the meetings on the go. I could be in a taxi. I want you to try GoToMeeting free today. Go to the App Store, Android Market, download the free app, and start joining GoToMeeting sessions from anywhere and host your own meetings with a free 30-day trial. Visit GoToMeeting.com. Click on the Try It Free button. Use the promo code Colin. Everybody's working on the go. Impromptu meetings are no problem with GoToMeeting by Citrix.
Dear Lord, the battle we go through life.
Dear Lord, the battle we go through life.
We ask for a chance is fair.
We ask for a chance is fair.
Chance to equal our strife.
Chance to equal our strife.
Chance to do it there.
Chance to do it there.
He's got the touchdown! It's the touchdown for Corey Schlesinger!
We should win.
We should win.
Let it be by the cold.
Let it be by the cold.
Faith in the honor held high.
Faith in the honor held high.
We should lose.
We should lose.
Stand by the road.
Stand by the road.
Cheers, the winners go by.
Cheers, the winners go by.
Oh, man, woman, and child, I never thought I would live this long to see this kind of a football game.
Get there.
The snap is down. The kick is up. The kick is
get
on
there.
Its way. The kick is good.
We gotta go out there and smash people. Put them on their ass, you know. Smash mouth football. That's the way we play. That's the way we've been taught.
The clock shows a minute and 55 seconds. Two shots to go 2 yards. Jeff Kinney in the top of the eye. Haggy, the quarterback, calls his count at the line of scrimmage. Taking a long count. Here he gives to Kinney. Kinney over the left side. Touchdown! 74 yards on that drive, and Nebraska forges into the lead. 34-31, old man, woman, and child, I never thought I would live this long to see this kind of a football game.
Turns, hands it off to Burkhead, right up the middle, drives, he's in, out, Nebraska, Rex Burkhead, rams in there for 6 points.
And the bottom line for Nebraska is this, it always has been and it always will be about winning championships. Anything less is frankly unacceptable.
The snap to Tommy and the give on the trap play, and it's Schlesinger inside the five, and there for the touchdown, he's got the touchdown.
Quarterback keeper for Martinez up the middle. He's got a first down. There he goes. 40, 50, 40, 30. Nobody's going to catch Taylor Martinez, an 80-yard scamper. His third rushing touchdown of the day.
If we go out there and play 60 minutes of the hardest football we know how, they're going to lay down.
Bell lost the ball. And the Cornhuskers scoop it up, and it's Rude. Touchdown. Here's a reverse. Now back to the quarterback. Enderle gets hit, brought down. Jared Crick sniffed that play out and sacks Enderle all the way back at the 11-yard line.
In offense, baby, you just do what you do best. There's nobody, and I mean nobody, runs the ball like you guys do.
There's the handoff to Roy Hill, who's got the midfield. Roy bursting through. 40, 30, 20, 15, 10, 5. Touchdown. Third rushing touchdown of the day.
Rozier turns, he's running back around the field, he's trying to get away, he's looking for blockers, he turns upfield, he's going to run a touchdown!
We're Nebraska, baby.
26 seconds left, quarterback Taylor, back to pass, he looks into the end zone, fade pattern, purify, near side, leaps, he catches it, touchdown Nebraska!
Here's Wiley's kick, gets high, it holds up there, Rogers takes the ball at the 30, he's hit and got away, back upfield to the 35, to the 40, he's to the 45, he's to the 50, to the 45, to the 40, to the 35, to the 20, to the 10, he's all the way home!
Grant Mahoney to try to tie it up. Snap, and they're going to fake it. They throw it out in the flat. It's intercepted by Nebraska, and the Huskers have won. Eric Haig knocked
Jets survived in overtime in Ames.
And an option to the right, Tommy on the keep, turns the corner, 25-30. Eludes a tackle, 35. Tommy Frazier, 37, 38, 39, 40. 45, 50, 45, 40, 35, 30. He's going to go. Holy cow. Touchdown, Tommy Frazier.
And good morning, everyone. Welcome to the Doug and Danny Show. Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation. Glad to have you along with us on the program today for another Football Friday. We will be joined by Michigan State analyst, former Spartan quarterback, former NFL quarterback Jim Miller is going to join us towards the bottom of the hour. Coming up in our next segment, Tri-City Storm head coach Drew Schenick. They have a pair of games this weekend, home tonight against Youngstown, on the road tomorrow against Des Moines. We're going to look at the state football brackets. A and B begin tonight. C and D got underway yesterday. And again, I have to make a case. 32 is the number. 32 is the number that needs to be in the state football playoffs. And any time that anybody above an 8 seed wins, you can make that argument. That's what I'm going with. Daddy's selections are coming up on the program today.
I'm going the other way. How many 7 or 10-point games were there? The alternative is you have another night of just crappy football out there. So I guess I'm going to side with you. With the playoff situation and sending teams home that probably don't belong there.
So that's where we're at with that. Also, Big Dally's Pigskin Pick'em has to be better than last week. Good God. That's coming up on the program today as well. And we'd love to hear from you. Your phone calls, your emails, the number 888-455-ESPN. You'll need to know that to have a chance to go up against us in Big Dally's Pigskin Pick'em and win a large combo meal, T-shirt, and maybe get in for the grand prize from Misco Sports. 888-455-3776. As always, Dent Popper, home of the Armor Lining. Check him out on the bricks downtown Kearney. The Dent Popper inbox, Doug and Daddy at ESPNSuperstation.com. Doug and Daddy at ESPNSuperstation.com. If you would like to send us any of your emails, we would love to hear from you. World Series, Game 6 last night. What an outstanding finish to the baseball game. And they've been talking about it all morning. All morning. Unbelievable. Free baseball. I thought when Hamilton hit the two-run shot in the 10th that this baseball game was over. It was exciting. And I still want Texas to win, but obviously this sways it towards St. Louis mightily.
Well, you're just saying momentum-wise it sways it.
Everything. They got Chris Carpenter. They're at home. Yes, they have momentum. Texas had their chance.
They haven't lost back-to-back games in over 2 months, Doug. I'd say that's a pretty good sign there for the Texas Rangers. I mean, I don't know. You know,
it's a good stat on their side.
It is a good stat on the Texas side of things. Yeah, when the line was announced at -105, -105, both teams, you know, it was just a pick 'em basically, a pick 'em in baseball. All of a sudden, now it's climbed about a 125 to 135 favorite for the St. Louis Cardinals. So everybody's thinking the momentum will carry over and they will take care of business tonight. But how about the ninth inning heroics? And should the ball have been caught and right, I don't know. But it was one of those things. Pujols gets it started, and then the excitement. Did the place ever sit down? I mean, did Hamilton even make him sit down?
It was like a Husker game on Saturday. It was just raucous and people standing all the time. And wait a minute. Nebraska, Michigan State tomorrow, 11 a.m. Your thoughts on the World Series, your thoughts on Husker football, the NFL. There's some stinkers out there this weekend, but there should be some good games as well, Tony. And the reason we say stinkers, 5 games. And remember, there's still plenty of buys going on this week. 5 games, someone is favored by a touchdown or more. In fact, more than a touchdown. 5 games. Colts, Titans, Jags, Texans, Rams, Saints, Cardinals, Ravens, Dolphins, Giants, Browns, 49ers. There's 6 of them. There's 6 of them that you're an 8-point favorite or more. And that means somebody is going to go down in a suicide pool or a loser's pool because not all of those 6 can not only not cover, but somebody's going to win. One of those 6 big spreads, somebody's going to come through with the big upset.
No,
who's it going to be?
I wish I knew. I wish I knew that. I'd say the Cleveland Browns over the 49ers.
Okay. That'd be an interesting one. The Browns at the 49ers, 8.5-point dog.
You know, but you look at, I mean, you just start at the top. The game of the week, probably on, I mean, I guess you'd go to the Philadelphia Eagles and Dallas Cowboys because of the division rivalry, but it's Patriots-Steelers. I think everybody can agree. Okay, you take that game. Colts at Titans, absolute clunker. Absolute clunker. Jaguars at Texans, not really, because the Jaguars are 1-5, although the defense did look good the other night. It was against the Ravens, so you don't really know what you're getting there. No.
The Lions and Broncos, less than a field goal? Why?
Yeah.
Why? That is weird. Why?
Are they going to spiral down? I mean, you go down here, Dolphins at Giants. Dolphins so terrible, nobody cares. Vikings at Panthers. Hey. We'll watch Christian Pond. I know, Merritt.
What do you mean, hey? They suck.
I know.
They're
that
terrible.
I don't care.
That doesn't mean he isn't right. You just quiet, Dolphin fan. Hee-hee.
Vikings-Panthers. Unless you're Cam Newton or Christian Ponder, maybe you're fired up with Christian Ponder. Unless you're a huge fan of one of those teams, you're uninterested there. Saints and Rams. The Rams are just pitiful. Redskins at Bills from Toronto. I mean, nobody cares. I mean, the Bills, yeah, they were hot earlier, but nobody cares. Lions at Broncos, I'm not sure anybody cares. Browns at 49ers, nobody cares. Bengals, Seahawks, no one cares about that at all. And then Monday night, Chiefs and Chargers.
That could be interesting. The Chiefs, as bad as they looked the first 2 weeks, starting to turn it
around. Okay, that's three games that if you're a general NFL fan, you're fired up about this weekend. Three.
888-455-ESPN, or, of course, you can email the Dent Popper inbox. Whether you are watching the National Football League in any of those games or you're watching college football, all you have to do is get on down to the Chicken Coop in Grand Island and Kearney. There's not a bad seat in the house to watch every great college game, every great NFL game. Tonight, World Series Game 7, and plenty of other college football coming your way as well. It is this weekend. The Chicken Coop is open 7 days a week. Lunch specials every day. Great food and drink specials every night. Play Keno. Take the kids in. Get burgers, pizza. You can have a steak. They've got some fish. You can have chicken, obviously. The wings, so good. Boneless or bone-in?
I'm a bone-in guy. You're a boneless guy.
It's just so much easier.
It's easier, but I don't think the flavor's there. I like the Jack Daniel's sauce still. What's your favorite?
Well, I get the Honey Dijon.
Fair enough.
But you're right on the. If you get the bone, it's different. The flavor is different on what wing you get. Because I'm with you, Jack's the original. That's the original favorite that you got on the wings before they even put the boneless ones in there. You're exactly right.
But you know,
say that again. There you go. The Chicken Coop. Stop by this weekend in Kearney and Grand Island. We do have some kickoff times for state football playoffs, so let's give those to you. And I believe we've got all but the St. Cecilia one. Word is St. Cecilia wants to play in the afternoon, and West Holt isn't budging. Class A and B is tonight. Everybody's at 7 o'clock in the area. Grand Island, Columbus, Kearney, Papillion, La Vista, Adams Central, Gehring, Aurora, Norris. We've got Kearney, Papillion on Classic Hits 98.9. Gehring, Adams Central is on 1230 KHAS. In C1, these games are Wednesday. Boone Central will be at Minden. That game is at 6 o'clock. In C2, North Platte St. Pat's will host Cambridge at 6. Kearney Catholic will travel to Blue Hill. That is at 7 o'clock. And Hastings St. Cecilia travels to Atkinson West Holt. In D1, Shelton travels to Garden County. That's Oshkosh, 2:30 Central Time. At 5 o'clock, Overton is at Elgin. 6 o'clock, Burwell is at South Loop. The game is in Callaway. And Alma will be traveling to Kennesaw. And in D2, 3 o'clock, Loomis travels to O'Neill St. Mary's. 5:30, Pleasanton is at Curtis and Medicine Valley. And 6 o'clock, Humphrey St. Francis is at Giltner. And SEM will be at Bertrand, a rematch of their final game of the regular season. And those are the area times for next Wednesday's playoff games. And there's going to be some good ones in there. Giltner, Humphrey, St. Francis, Alma, Kennesaw. Jump right out at the top of the page there.
I'm just going to say, you know, you go back to a couple years ago, and I know they're completely different teams, but Kearney Catholic and Blue Hill, that deal went back and forth in a game played during the season to what happened in the playoffs.
Yeah, and they played the last game of the regular season, and Blue Hill played him about as close as anybody, 14-0. In fact, all the points were in the first quarter of play. So if you'd want to chime in, anything, we'd love to hear from you. Coming up, Drew Schenick, the head coach of the Tri-City Storm, and he's going to join us right after this on the Doug and Daddy Show.
Hey, Golic here. You ready to update your flooring? Well, don't miss the Lowe's Floor Event, going on now through October 31st. Come in today and get free Stainmaster carpet installation with the purchase of any Stainmaster carpet and pad. Or check out tile and laminate flooring for only 68 cents per square foot. For these and more great values, check out the Lowe's Floor Event now through October 31st. Lowe's, never stop improving. Offers valid through October 31st. Some restrictions apply. See store for details.
There it is. Let's follow it and see where it goes.
A new kind of broadband company is here. We're CenturyLink, linking Americans coast to coast to what matters. Our consistently fast speeds save you from interruptions and slowdowns, and since we're locally operated, you'll be met by honest personal service. We're committed to providing a better experience with 5-year price guarantees and more ways to customize your technology.
I think it's headed across the country.
CenturyLink, your link to what's next. Find out more at CenturyLink.com.
Oh, give me freedom.
Farmers, investing in irrigation could be the best decision you'll ever make for your farm's future success. So why not invest in the best? Buy a quarter-mile T&L pivot irrigation system and save $6,500 during T&L's Invest in the Best Harvest Special. It's going on now. Call T&L Irrigation or your T&L dealer today to learn more. T&L, proven technology that works.
About 80 years before the seeds for the trees that produce the lumber that they sell now were even planted, Mead Lumber was born in Nebraska. Like the trees, Mead Lumber locations have sprouted all over. The latest is just east of Kearney. Contractors will appreciate veteran lumberman Ron Frederick and his decades of experience in problem solving. Heading up the Mead team, Mead Lumber, on the way to the industrial park, East 39th, cleverly located beneath the big red Mead Lumber sign.
The object is to take a frozen 3x1-inch black disc, traveling at speeds of up to 100 miles per hour, and fire into a rectangle of steel, barely measuring 6x4 feet, while skating up to 20 miles an hour. Not to mention the six guys on the other side trying to flatten it. Piece of cake, eh? It's Tri-City Storm Hockey on Platte River Radio. It's one for the home crowd, two for the road. On the Breeze, 94.5 FM. The Storm. Host Youngstown Friday. And travel to Des Moines Saturday. 6:45 pregame.
Sunshine develops across the area today as temperatures top off at about 58. Northwest winds, meanwhile, stay from 10 to 15 miles per hour. For tonight, skies remain clear with a low near 28. I'm meteorologist Paul Trombley. Right now, it's 46.
Dougie Daddy Show back at the Midway Auto Group broadcast booth, where hassle-free pricing is available on all the vehicles at the Midway Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram and Midway Chevrolet Buick Cadillac locations. Hassle-free means stress-free. There's no difficult negotiations. Find the vehicle you like, car, truck, van, whatever it is, and you can take it home. You're going to like hassle-free because when you come on the lot, the great sales folks will help you find the vehicle that meets your needs and your budget, and you'll know what the price is right from the get-go because it's right there on the window of every one of the vehicles on both lots at Midway Chevrolet Buick Cadillac, Midway Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram. Check them out on Facebook, and you can also go to their great website, thinkmidway.com. Thinkmidway.com. Midway, it's a better way. Stop by and see them this weekend. Well, the Tri-City Storm have that rare home away. Usually, if a weekend, you're on the road for both games or you're home for both games, but that's not the case here for the Storm. And tonight, they'll host Youngstown. Tomorrow, they go to Des Moines. And head coach Drew Schenick, preparing for the weekend, joins us this morning on the Doug and Daddy Show. Coach, good morning.
Morning, guys.
Well, we look back at last week, and we're young into the season here, but two totally different games on the scoreboard. How different were they on the ice once you got to looking at film and breaking it down?
Truthfully, they were carbon copy games, except for we were the better team one night, and the other night we weren't. And that's kind of the maturation process of this team, is with so many new guys that we're hoping that that learning curve is coming around for us, and we can play more games like Saturday and less games like Friday.
Well, goals were a problem a year ago. You got a lot of them the other night in that second game. What was the key to that? Obviously, Nick Lappin, you expected him to do good things for you.
Yeah, Nick obviously had a great game, but I just thought our team was, was ready to go right from the start. When we got off the bus in Sioux City, the guys had business on their face, and we did a lot of little things right to score goals. We had people crash in the net. We were shooting pucks from everywhere. Our power play was clicking a little bit. So, again, it was a combination of a lot of different things, but I just think our guys were hungry to score. They wanted to go out and get the win, and they did that, and it was nice to see some goals finally go on the net for us.
Overall, give us your assessment of the team at this point of the season. Very young end of the season, but we've already seen some ups and downs and wild swings in just about three weekends.
Well, hey, truthfully, we're probably where we should be at. At this point of the year, we're 500. We'd like to be a little better. We probably should be a game over that. But at the end of the day, with the group that we have, with the new blood to the team, we're probably where we thought we might be. But again, it's hopefully now that we're a month into the regular season now. Basically, we've been a month into the preseason, so really, our rookies should be, the first year guys to the league should be, rounding into form where, hey, night in and night out, they know what it takes, and hopefully we take that step here this weekend with one of our first, kind of a strange weekend, but we knew with the schedule the way it is, we have a home game and then we're on the road, but that's good. I think that's good for us to do that, and hopefully we take that step and win tonight and then go into Des Moines and take those 2 points as well.
Coach, I know you're dealing with young kids, but the weekend right before Halloween, the Phantoms come to town. Are they scared?
Well, I hope so. I mean, this is the only time that we see these guys here this year. We don't go out to Youngstown. They're not back in. So, we talked about it as a group. We certainly don't want the Phantoms coming into our building and taking any points. So hopefully our guys understand that, every point's huge, and it doesn't matter who we play, but hopefully they're going to be looking over their shoulders here tonight.
For hockey fans out there, they do have one of the better players in the league in Cangelosi.
Yeah, here's a guy that, all he does is score. He's got 7 goals on the season so far in 7 games. And, he's the leading goal scorer in the league, and he's a guy that is obviously showing here now that he can be counted on. So our guys have to be aware when he's on the ice. But again, you don't want to take all your focus and put it on one guy. We just have to make sure we're aware when he's out there, and we just have to make sure we take away his time and space. But certainly he's had a great start to the year, and hopefully we can shut him down here.
That was all due to did in college, score.
Dang, yeah. Yeah, that's why I wasn't there very long, right?
We're not talking SATs either.
Drew Shenick, the head coach here, and I wasn't even good at foosball. Drew Shenick, the head coach of the Tri-City Storm, joins us here on the Tug and Daddy Show. Coach, I want to go back to what you were talking about, road and home. Is it better to play home the first night and on the road the second night, or vice versa? Which would you prefer, and what's the different challenges when you do that, no matter who you play?
Well, I don't really think it matters. You want to get yourself and your team prepared to play the same way, whether you're on at home, on home ice, or you're going on the road. I think personally for me, as a player, I like to play at home. First, then go on the road. You get that home game where you get the legs underneath you. You're not worried about it. You get a chance to get that first victory. Usually home ice, there's a little bit, for whatever reason, the buildings are mostly all the same size, but you play better at home generally than you do on the road, and it's nice to get that, hopefully the first win of the weekend, at home first, then you go on the road. But it really doesn't matter. At the end of the day, like I said, we want our guys to be able to play the same, whether we're at home or we're on the road, and it's a battle every night. So, again, they just have to make sure that they're prepared each and every night.
Drew, I think since we last talked, you added center Adam Klapik. Talk about why and what he means to the team.
Well, when Adam came up as a possible player that we could add, obviously, I thought we were lacking a little bit down the center position. He gives us that highly skilled center. Coming in, Adam's fit in very well. He's fit in with the dressing room great. He's gotten 5 or 6 points for us here over the last 3 or 4 games that he's played. So, he's exactly what we want. We just have to make sure that, as with all young players, that he's, not just worried about offense. He's got to, play the defensive side. But he gives us a scoring element up the middle. And he also gives us a dangerous threat on our power play.
Are you guys always looking to make moves? I know we made a lot last year for different reasons, but it seemed like we get started this year, boom, there's already somebody else coming in. What's the thought process there, Coach?
Well, you're not always looking to do it, and the state of your team dictates, the amount of moves that you make. And, I like our group. We're going to tinker here and there if we feel that a player can really come in and add. But, like I've said all along, I like our hockey team. I really like the group of guys we've assembled, and now it's, you know, I would suspect that we don't make very many moves here from here on in. It's, you know, it's build with the group that we've got, get them to understand that they have to play as a team, not as individuals, and once we get to that point, you know, again, I think we can be pretty good. So, you know, again, we've made a couple moves early, but, you know, I don't suspect that we'll be making too many more. But, again, you're always in a constant state of evaluation. And if there's something out there that you really feel is going to help your hockey team, well, then, you, of course, you got to look at it.
All right, let's get to the important stuff. What's Connor dressing up for as Halloween?
That would be Darth Vader.
Oh,
nice.
Yeah, no, he's even got the new Darth Vader shoes. They look like little Darth Vaders with the light up, so he's pumped.
You'll be on the dark side. And
he is the dark side.
And you're dressing up as a hockey coach tonight?
Yeah, I'm going to masquerade tonight as a hockey coach, hopefully we can get the job done.
Well, Coach, we'll let you get – well, no, one more. Now, when folks swing by the Shenick household on Halloween, what kind of stuff will they be getting in their treat bag?
You know, it's funny because my wife and I just had this conversation this morning. Butterfingers, Kit Kats, and Snickers bars are what I ordered, because usually we have enough left over that I get the snack on after it's all done.
That is like the best lineup possible, and the Shenick address is. Hey, Drew, best of luck this weekend. Always appreciate the time. Let's go out and get a couple.
All right, thanks very much, guys.
Thanks, Coach Drew Shenick, head coach, general manager of the Tri-City Storm. Tonight's game is on the Breeze 94.5 FM. Saturday night's game on Classic Hits 98.9. Pre-game with Skip at 6:45. Both nights, face-off at 7:05. So if you get a chance tonight, go out and catch some Tri-City Storm hockey against Youngstown. They've got a lot of great things going on. And I forgot I was going to ask him, Tuesday night, Skeeter Barnes, the Skaters as Waiters. They've done that every single year. The monies, all the tips go to a great cause. And Skip, what's that going to again?
It's going to Kearney Tackles Cancer. It starts at 5:30. And, of course, tips to the players, of course, will go to Kearney Tackles Cancer. And so the guys, this has been a kind of long-standing tradition. The guys loved it last year, so it should be a lot of fun again this year.
And that is Tuesday night, Skeeter Barnes. Check it out. And I'm sure if you're going out to the hockey, you can find out more. You can go to stormhockey.com for more information as well.
Looking forward to it. 3-3 on the year. The loss I think he's talking about is to Des Moines. They're 1-4-1. They got to go to Des Moines and get a win on Saturday night. I think that's critical right now. You got a Des Moines team that, you know what, early in the season, you got to take advantage. If they're not playing good hockey, that's when you got to take advantage of those chances you get and win some ball games.
Well, and or hockey games.
Them too.
You know, here's the one thing from a big picture aspect in this. This is just the way it is. We're at that one break here where we're transitioning high school seasons and UNK seasons, that when the Storm do play at home, fans want to go out and watch a winner. They want there to be a buzz, and this is a chance for there to be a buzz created and get some more, and then it just kind of snowballs throughout the winter. So a chance for the Storm to go out, make a statement. Tonight, 7:05, we're going to take a break here on the Doug and Daddy Show. When we come back, Daddy makes his selections because they look good.
Well, they always look good on Friday. It's just Saturday night when they suck.
It's better to look good than to feel good. And we will have those selections. And then Jim Miller, Michigan State analyst, former Spartan quarterback, plus Big Daddy's Pigskin Pick'em. It's all coming up.
Hey, Golic here. You ready to update your flooring? Well, don't miss the Lowe's Floor event going on now through October 31st. Come in today and get free Stainmaster carpet installation with the purchase of any Stainmaster carpet and pad. Or check out tile and laminate flooring for only 68 cents per square foot. For these and more great values, check out the Lowe's Floor event now through October 31st. Lowe's, never stop improving. Offers valid through October 31st. Some restrictions apply. See store for details.
Live from Progressive.
Flo here. With more discounts than ever before, Progressive can save you a lot of money on your car insurance.
Savings!
Oh, you can get bigger savings than that.
Savings!
That's close, but you can really save a lot of money.
You're gonna get some savings. Savings!
Much
savings.
Better.
Discounts for safe driving, owning a home, and more. Now that's Progressive. Call or click today. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and its affiliates, Mayfield Village, Ohio. Prices vary based on how you buy. Discounts not available in all states or situations.
Youth basketball is just right around the corner, and what better place than the Kearney Family YMCA to learn and play the game.
We invite all boys and girls ages 6 through 12 to come and play with us on Saturday mornings starting October 29th through December 17th. For more information, visit our website at carneyymca.org or call us at 308-237-9622. At Kearney Family YMCA está teniendo un programa de basketball para niños y niñas edad 6 a 12. Los invitamos a aprender y jugar el partido de basketball cada sábado comenzando el 29 de octubre hasta el 17 de diciembre. Para más información, llámenos a 308-237-9622 o visite nuestra página web carneyymca.org. For more information, visit our website at carneyymca.org or call us at 308-237-9622.
When I told my buddies my starting quarterback in my fantasy league was going to be Matt Schaub, they all laughed. Well, me and my buddies went to Cunningham's Journal like we do every week, practically the ultimate place for sports fans. You can catch all your players on one of their bajillion screens. Husker football every week, awesome food and drink specials, and the beer's so cold. Anyways, we're watching the game on the 10-foot screen. There was Matt Schaub tearing it up, threw for three touchdowns, even ran for one. And guess who's laughing now? So sports fans, there's only one place to be time and time again. That's Cunningham's Journal, downtown Kearney.
ESPN Radio Superstation 1460 and 1550 Weather Eye Weather is brought to you by Farm Bureau Insurance agents Rich Peters and Matt Myers on North 2nd Avenue in Kearney.
At Farm Bureau Financial Services, our approach to insurance is simple. One policy for your home, cars, motorcycle, all your toys. One premium for simplified billing. One deductible for all covered possessions damaged in a single occurrence. All handled by local Farm Bureau agents Matt Myers and Rich Peters. See how simple insurance can be. Call Matt Myers and Rich Peters in Kearney at 234-4922. That's 308-234-4922 today. Farm Bureau Members' Choice Policy issued by Farm Bureau Property and Casualty Insurance Company and Western Agricultural Insurance Company. Securities and services offered through Equitrust Marketing Services, LLC. Affiliate Farm Bureau Financial Services.
Sunshine develops across the area today as temperatures top off at about 58. Northwest winds, meanwhile, stay from 10 to 15 miles per hour. For tonight, skies remain clear with a low near 28. I'm meteorologist Paul Trombley. Right now, it's 46.
Welcome back to the show, Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation, where all of our guests are taken care of by our friends at BK, two locations of Burger King in Kearney, also Lexington, Cozad, and North Platte. We go to the Dent Popper inbox. Nolan wants to know, does Michigan State have trouble finding the end zone when they leave East Lansing? In their first two away games, they've only scored 23 total points. That's been one of your questions all week, hasn't it?
Yeah, they seem to implode. Now, 23 points, Michigan, was that in East Lansing too? They have two games there. I thought they played Michigan at Michigan. They scored some points, but they've had trouble on the road in the past. It's been one of the knocks against this team the last 3 years. They've found ways to lose ball games.
Well, at Ohio State, they scored 10.
Okay.
And at Notre Dame, they scored 13, but they won the Ohio State game 10-7. So there you go. A lot of good games in college, and we'll get ready to pick them. But now let's hear from the big fella, Daddy's college and NFL selections for the weekend. He has plateaued off. Now, do they have the faith to say it's comeback time halfway through the season, or are they going to go opposite of whatever you say from now on?
Well,
what do you got?
I'm going to start by just saying I'm sorry, but I'm going to be the bully. I'm going to pick on the week this week. I will start with Air Force, minus 30 at New Mexico. The last two games for the Lobos, they've lost by a combined score of 118-7. The first downs have been 54-19, and the total yard deficit has been 1,119-34. I will lay the 30 points and take Air Force in that one. I'm going to go against the Minnesota Golden Gophers. Iowa's playing them. I know you're at home, but you're still the Gophers. You're too young to compete in the Big Ten. If Iowa can't put up more points than 14.5 on Minnesota, then Iowa, you know, forget that being a great game after Thanksgiving, because Iowa will start to be like, I guess, Kansas would be in the old days, where the Huskers just got to expect to roll over that bunch of chops if they can't beat the Minnesota Golden Gophers. Central Michigan minus 7.5 at Akron. The last two games.
Don't even say Akron. Just say against Kevin Cosgrove.
Well, the last two games, his defense, just so you know, has allowed 29 and 30 first downs. So I will take Central Michigan minus the 7.5 of my last college selection, Navy at Notre Dame. Notre Dame minus 22. The guest is 6-0 against the spread in Navy games. Well, Navy's the guest, and I will take those 22 points. I'll take the midshipmen. In recapping, I will take Air Force minus 30, Iowa minus 14.5, Central Michigan minus 7.5, and Navy plus the 22. On to the NFL. I start with Cleveland at San Francisco. I'm looking at this one way. Everyone's so high on the 49ers. Let's talk about the handshake. Let's talk about the great Alden Smith, and he could help set the rookie sack record at 14.5. He's on pace to do so. Everybody's crucifying the Cleveland Browns. I say the Browns rise up, make this much closer than the 10 points. I'll take the Cleveland Browns. Washington at Buffalo. The Redskins have had 7 turnovers their last two. They're struggling to get things going. They've got more people hurt. Plus, Buffalo is fired up. They're going to visit their friends from the north in Toronto. I'll take Buffalo minus the 6 points there. And then I go to our big game of the week, Doug. Dallas at Philadelphia. Uh-oh. Philadelphia, 3.5-point favorite. The Cowboys, 10-2 against the spread as dogs. They racked up huge, huge rushing numbers, including a single-game record by DeMarco Murray, the rookie out of Oklahoma, 253 yards. Yes, that was against the Rams in the last rush-ranked defense in the NFL. What's the Philly rush-ranked defense, you wonder? They're 24th. The Cowboys should run on them as well. I will take Dallas plus the 3.5 in the NFL. Dallas plus 3.5, Buffalo minus 6, and Cleveland plus 10.
There you go. Jim Miller going to join us in just a moment. You feel pretty good about those. You sold them to me.
Well, I feel good about them right now, but like I said, tomorrow night the college ones will all suck, and then Sunday about 6 o'clock we'll realize, well, those aren't worth a damn either. It's just the way things have been going. I'm sorry. Yeah, I'm pumped about them right now.
Our Nebraska selection coming up with the Big Dally's Pigskin Pick'em at the end of the show.
I mean, if I had to go to a window and whack out bills for them when you put the money up front, I mean, how confident would you be? I mean, look at my track record last 3 weeks. I wouldn't have a lot of confidence in
it. Well, October's almost over. How do you feel about that?
I feel great about that.
Daddy, our Michigan State preview continues here on ESPN Radio as the Spartans come in and we're learning more. And I'm kind of scared. Too many Nebraska people like Nebraska.
Yeah, that is scary. That is what usually goes the other way. But we're pleased to be able to catch up with Jim Miller. He's a former Spartan quarterback. He's a former Bears quarterback. He does the Bears postgame show in Chicago. He's on Sirius Radio. He's also on the Michigan State broadcast as their analyst. Jim, welcome to the Doug and Daddy Show. Thanks so much for the time today.
Hey, guys. Great to be with you. Thanks for having me.
Well, give us your impressions. What was it like when that Hail Mary came down on Saturday?
Well, it was an exciting game. I don't think I've ever heard Spartan Stadium as loud as what I heard it this past Saturday. But like anything else, Michigan State, it was a big victory, and you got to move on because there's no question what they're going to be facing in Nebraska against the Cornhuskers. That's a quality team, and Michigan State has to bring every ounce of energy they have again this week when they play the Cornhuskers.
Jim, what do you attribute the road troubles? There seemed to be a stumbling block the last couple, 3 years for this team. They've all been on the road, and some of them have been against opponents that simply they're better than.
Yeah, well, you look at this year. You know, they lost on the road to Notre Dame, a team I thought they very easily could have beaten, and then they regrouped and won on the road down in Ohio State. And it's like any team, you know, even though you're young,
guys have to learn that they've got to play on the road and they got to conduct it as a business trip. And I think they've gotten better at that, and I think they got over that hurdle against Ohio State. But we'll see how they react this week out there in Lincoln playing Nebraska.
Michigan State analyst Jim Miller joins us here on the Doug and Daddy Show on ESPN Radio. Jim, maybe you could answer this better than most since you've been in the shoes of Kirk Cousins. Have you ever seen a quarterback, and I'm sure there have been some out there, but boy, his poise, his maturation, and the way he can throw the football, he's quite the kid. Is it amazing to run into a kid at the college level like him?
Yeah, I think it is. You know, he's the winningest quarterback here in Michigan State history, and he conducts himself with a lot of maturity. When we always talk about the intangibles of the position, like leadership, toughness, work ethic, I think, you know, in those areas, the kid is off the charts. He's just a quality individual who has a lot of character about him. And, you know, I think that poise and all those things you talk about are really displayed out there on the field. But, you know, what he has done in his Michigan State career is pretty remarkable because he was literally the guy that was the last guy on the depth chart, but just really went to work, stuck his nose to the grindstone and has emerged as a quality quarterback in the Big Ten. And I do think he is the best quarterback in the Big Ten, in my opinion.
You have no doubt that he'll be able to take it to the next level?
Oh, yeah. He's, you know, just when I do those training camp tours with Sirius NFL Radio, I've had a lot of GMs, a lot of scouts who pulled me aside to ask about Kirk Cousins. I think he's got all the qualities you need in the National Football League. He's a pocket passer. He's a good decision maker and all the other intangibles that I talked about. So I'm not saying he's going to be a 10 or 12-year starter, but he's going to have an opportunity to play at the next level.
Jim, somebody else is going to have an opportunity to play at the next level is the Worthy kid. I don't know, he's not a kid. He's a man up front. He moves people out of the way. Then you got Golston beside him. Give us your thoughts on those two. Golston's probably the more heralded prospect coming into college, but Worthy's really the playmaker now.
Right. Well, we call that the planet theory. There's only so many men on the planet that are that big. Look at Jarrell Worthy. He's a very big, powerful defensive tackle, and he's starting to play at the level he needs to play at. And I personally, I'd like to see him return for his senior year because he certainly has a lot of areas of his game that he can improve, and he's already a pretty good football player. William Golston is a young defensive end, and I think both of them, both him and Marcus Rush, are really the two key players for Michigan State that have really improved week in and week out by leaps and bounds. I mean, they really, you can tell, just they have a swim move, and then they're starting to do these counter moves, but they're playing to their speed and obviously have been very effective for Michigan State. And William Golston, he has all the things you're looking for in a defensive end, those long arms. It makes it difficult for offensive tackles to really, you know, get that punch and get their hands on him because he's able to combat them just with his leverage and how rangy he is as a player. Those are really the key guys that have really emerged for Michigan State, and the defensive line probably has the most depth that it's ever had for Michigan State.
Speaking of punch, he's got that too.
Well, some players can be coaxed into it. I'm sure the Big Ten hasn't released all the information on that, but when you get 33 hands to the face out of 60 plays, you get called a couple of names, it gets personal at some point, and unfortunately for William Golston, he learned the hard way.
Jim Miller, analyst for Michigan State. Of course, you can catch him on Sirius Radio as well. I'm interested in a young man that we met at Big Ten Media Days. Of course, Kirk gets all the hype. Edwin Baker seemed to be the stud in the backfield, and they're not running the ball as much or getting the yardage that you would expect. I don't know if they're not running it effectively because we haven't seen them in person. We've just kind of seen that Kirk Cousins is doing a great job. Is the run game okay even though it's dead last, or do they have some improvement to do?
I think you always like to get better. They've had a lot of movement up front on the offensive line that I think has affected the run game a little bit. But they have a trio of backs that are more than capable of putting it on pretty much any team. Edwin Baker is more the low center of gravity, power, speed back when you look at his style. Le'Veon Bell is the 235-pound kind of mauler. He's somewhat of a meat tenderizer, but he's got some swivel hips as well.
to make some good moves, and I think Larry Caper is more the third down back. Overall, Michigan State just wants to be balanced. They're not trying to lead in any category when it comes to running the football. They just want to make it effective enough where they can set up some play action, use their tight ends, use their outstanding receivers like B.J. Cunningham and Keyshawn Martin. So it pretty much it sets up the pass pretty well when you look at how Michigan State runs the ball.
Jim, it's interesting to Nebraska people that we focus on Nebraska football, period. Your fan base is a little bit different. The Lions are doing well. You're in Bears country, Michigan, Michigan State. A lot of division up there. You got the basketball teams getting started that have been very, very successful as well. Overall, is the excitement level for Michigan State football, is it at a high or not really?
Oh, no, I think it's at an all-time high. I mean, one thing you got to understand about Detroit is it's just a great sports town. I mean, every sport has survived here, even the WNBA. I mean, there's just, fans are just unbelievable in how accepting they are of all sports. And we've been pretty much spoiled with the Tigers and the Lions and how the Wolverines are doing in Michigan State as well. But as far as Spartan football is concerned, you know, since Mark D'Antonio has taken over as the head coach and now with 5 years in his plan, I think you've just seen the arrow consistently pointed up in the direction he's got this program going. So a lot of Spartan fans are excited. They've had a lot of downturns as well when you look at the bowl game losses that Michigan State has sustained the past couple years. So they still have a lot of work to do in terms of really making the turning the program around to where it's recognized as a nationally prominent university when it comes to football. And I think it's well underway under Mark D'Antonio and the job he's done.
Former Spartan quarterback and current analyst for Michigan State, Jim Miller, with us for another couple minutes here on the Doug and Daddy Show on ESPN Radio. Jim, as you look at Nebraska, what's going to give Michigan State the most trouble from the Cornhusker point of view?
Well, I think like anything else, you got to stop the run. You know, Rex Burkhead has had an outstanding year, and I know Bo Pelini wants to run it even more. I think he was disappointed in the game against Minnesota when I read his comments. I thought they left a lot of offense out there on the field. So Michigan State is well aware that it's a big, strong, physical football team. When you look at Nebraska and historically, you've got to be able to stop the run, and hopefully Michigan State is up for that challenge.
When you see 19 freshmen and sophomores on the Spartan two deep, I guess, Jim, what areas of depth are they very concerned with?
Well, I think for Michigan State, even though those guys are freshmen and sophomores, all those guys have played. You know, they played last year when I brought up William Golston. He had to actually end the season early because he had a shoulder injury. But you look at, some of the young cornerbacks, when you look at Denard Dixon and all the players that have played, Trent Robinson, who's a senior, but he played as a freshman. So Mark D'Antonio doesn't hold back. All those guys have seen substantial playing time, and he just wants them to continue to get better. And I think that's the main thing, because Michigan State has stayed the same schematically the past few years under Mark D'Antonio. These guys really have... are playing to the speed when we talk about, understanding their assignments so they play extremely fast. And that's really been the key for the young players, even though they are freshmen and sophomores.
Jim Miller with us for just another minute on the Doug and Daddy Show. A story that's been getting a lot of publicity around the state media here in the last 24 hours is that apparently there's some bulletin board material in this football game, because our quarterback, Taylor Martinez, said that the wind has slowed down Denard Robinson and not the Michigan State defense. Is that a big thing in Spartan land?
I think you can use anything to your advantage. I mean, a lot of coaches do it, and that's why it's called bulletin board material. And if people think it doesn't motivate a football team, they're lying. I mean, the guys use it in the pros all the time, and college coaches use it as well. Whether Taylor Martinez, I don't know whether he watched the film or not. It's more or less Michigan State's defense was more the problem for Denard Robinson rather than the wind. I mean, it was gusty that day, but Michigan State's defense had a lot to do with Michigan's problems. I mean, they pretty much should have thrown a goose egg at University of Michigan and shouldn't even have given up a point all day long. So this defense is devastating. That's why it's ranked one of the best in the country, and that's what's really been giving opposing quarterbacks problems, not any
inclement weather conditions that our people are dealing with on Saturdays.
Okay, Jim, I'm going to switch gears on you. I got two NFL questions. You get to see the Bears. Obviously, a big win for them in London. They come back, and obviously the bye week will help them. Your overall thoughts on the Bears, and obviously Devin Hester comes to mind as one of the big playmakers. We got a Bears bar in Kearney, Nebraska. Those guys love the Bears, so give us your thoughts on them.
Oh, that's awesome, man. Yeah, my beloved Bear. Well, I think, you know, like anything else, they've been inconsistent on offense. Hopefully Mike Martz has gotten the memo as the offensive coordinator that they do need to run the football a lot more. And that's really has always been the bread and butter for the Chicago Bears. And Matt Forte is an extremely talented running back. So if they use him to, same thing, set up the play action, the Bears, there's no telling what they could reach and do this year. You know, as a football team, they made it all the way last year to the NFC Championship game. They always rely on good defense and special teams, which can keep them in games. But when you look at the offense, it's kind of just treading water. There's always been good and then bad and even worse sometimes. But they have the ability, and they're starting to show the ability to score points right now. And that's a good thing to be clicking towards the second half of the season with your offense. And hopefully it continues for the Chicago Bears, because they are talented enough to make it in the playoffs and really make a push at a championship game again.
And Jim, being a quarterback, our boy Ndamukong Suh's coming under some fire there in the NFL. Your thoughts on the idea that he might be a dirty player?
Well, I live here in Motown. I've talked to Ndamukong Suh many a time. I think he is, number one, he's being unfairly characterized with his play. And I think he's a very physical football player. I don't think he's out there trying to hurt anybody, but he just plays a physical brand of football. And I'm tired of all these, you know, these officials and like the Big Ten and even the NFL trying to stop all these big hits, because that's football, man. That's what in essence, football has always been a game of force. And if you bring that type of intensity, you bring that type of a physical play, it's always going to help, help your team in the end. So I like his style of play. I hope he doesn't change, and I don't believe he is a dirty player. And you know, all I can say is that's a quality individual that the Detroit Lions have, and he was a quality player out there at the University of Nebraska, and I like his style of play.
Jim, share with the folks what Sirius channel they can hear you on.
Channel 88, the NFL channel, so Sirius XM channel 88.
Jim, hopefully we get a chance to meet you on Saturday. We appreciate the extended visit here on ESPN's Doug and Daddy Show, and keep up the great work.
You got it, guys. Good to be with you.
Jim Miller, Sirius NFL Radio. He's an analyst on the Spartan Sports Network up there. Does a lot of things. Still involved with the game. Of course, quarterback for a long time. Quarterback, not a long time, but he was with the Chicago Bears. Was from Michigan State Spartans, so good to catch up with him and get his insight. I want to remind you, for all your brunch tailgating, you got 11 o'clock go time. You want your pepper bacon, you want regular bacon, they've got it all at Troutman's Quality Meats. Don't forget, Thanksgiving is right around the corner, so reserve your turkeys and hams right out of the smokehouse today, those Supreme Pizza Brats. Carrie's waiting for you.
Oh, I just lost you.
Well,
you love Supreme Pizza. You love brats.
That's two of my favorites. I got to be honest with you. Always check out the large selection of stuff fresh out of the smokehouse at Troutman's Quality Meats. T-Bone's waiting for you out front. Plus, they've got all the spices, all the rubs to go on it adequately, all the wines, all the beers to go to. Troutman's Quality Meats. T-Bone's waiting for you out front. Hey, we're going to take a short break. Hey, Let's do Pigskin Pick'em, though.
Yeah, we better do Pigskin Pick'em. Let's go ahead and get somebody on the line during the break at 888-455-ESPN, 888-455-3776. And if you have not went up against us before this season, you have an opportunity to do so here. And the first correct caller gets a shot at us for Big Daddy's Pigskin Pick'em. Picks up, of course, combo meal, large combo meal from Big Daddy's Deli. Bo Pelini has already beaten Michigan State. You remember that?
Mm-hmm, I do.
Said it wasn't a very good time. Said that after practice yesterday. It was a tough time for him. What was the score of that game? Back after this. What was the score of the Alamo Bowl when Bo Pelini became champion of the world? Back after this.
Over 900,000 products in 31 product categories, some people would say Grainger has everything but the kitchen sink. Of course, those people would be wrong, because sinks are among the over 900,000 products Grainger offers to help keep your business up and running, along with belt sanders, baseboard heaters, duct tape, tissue paper, reversible air drills, and, well, you get the idea, most everything. For super fast access to Grainger's over 900,000 products, call clickgrainger.com or stop by a branch today. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Wow, what a wild start to the football season. Record-breaking kick returns, last-minute touchdown grabs, and teams nobody expected jumping out to a great start. Not even yours truly could have predicted the twists and turns we've seen so far in both college and the pros. But one thing you can always predict, all season long, you can find the seats you want at StubHub, and often for a lot less than you think. Head to StubHub, grab your seats, strap in for what's sure to be one heck of a wild ride. StubHub!
Whether you need to pick off a prairie dog or call in a turkey, the Boathouse in Grindallen has a variety of ammunition and hunting accessories the true outdoorsmen like yourself want. The Boathouse is more than just boats. It's ammo, live bait, and it's the right stuff, all in one place, so you can have more time in the fields or the lake, doing what you like to do best. The Boathouse, boats, hunting, accessories, ammo, and live bait. North Highway 281 in Grindallen. Face it, it's hard to watch your second highest investment get the hell beat out of it, and you can't do anything about it. So when all hell breaks loose, call the Dent Popper, Kearney's only local paintless dent repair company since 1991. With paintless dent repair, not only does it cost less, involves no painting, and in most cases, it's done the same day, keeping the value of your car and saving you time. So when all hell breaks loose, call or stop by the Dent Popper for your free estimate, 2014 First Avenue on the Bricks in downtown Kearney.
The Hastings Museum now goes 3D. See the new digital projector for yourself. A free open house at the Hastings Museum features trailers of upcoming 3D films. From 1 to 3:30, a continuous loop of trailers plays in the newly renovated digital theater at the Hastings Museum. Bring the kids for free activities, multiple giveaways and door prizes, and free popcorn. The Hastings Museum's digital 3D theater preview this Saturday, 1 to 3:30, brought to you by the stations of Platte River Radio.
The 2011 World Series on ESPN Radio. The Cardinals get a huge win at home in Game 6 to stay alive another day.
Got him. Swing and a miss.
Now the Rangers and Cardinals head to Game 7 with a World Championship on the line.
One of the most remarkable, improbable baseball games you will ever see.
Game 7 of the Rangers and Cardinals.
Tonight at 7:05 on Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation.
Magic in me. Every time I touch that track, it turns into gold.
Doug and Daddy Show, Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation. Mark and Holdridge knew that the last time Nebraska played Michigan State, 17-3 in the Alamo Bowl, Bo Pelini's first win as a college football coach, even though he had the interim tag. And Mark now ready to take us on in Big Daddy's Pigskin Pick'em. Mark, congratulations. Are you ready to roll?
Yeah, let's give it a shot.
All right, here we go. SMU at Tulsa.
Wow. Tulsa, I think.
You know, one of these days, Tony, I'm just going to pick a bunch of really crap games like this one and just do all 10. I'm taking SMU. Daddy?
You know what? I just switched SMU from June Jones. That's what I'm doing.
Well, that's why I took SMU. Tulsa's actually favored in this football game. Clemson at Georgia Tech. Daddy?
Clemson's been rolling, and I think they bring that rock with them now on the road. And I think they touch it, and they get extra powers. I'll take the Tigers.
This is supposed to be the game that challenges Clemson. So of all the others, I'll take Clemson. What do you think, Mark?
Well, Clemson killed me last week, so I think they're going to hit their head on the rock, and it's going to be Georgia Tech this weekend.
Uh-oh, there we go. Illinois at Penn State. God, if you can't beat Purdue, who can you beat? I want to pick Illinois here, but I'm going to pick Penn State. What do you think, Mark?
Is it at Illinois?
Illinois at Penn State.
Oh, yeah, Penn State.
Daddy?
I'll take linebacker U.
God, I should have took Illinois. I know it. Georgia at Florida. What do you like in this one, Mark?
I like Florida get off this night.
Daddy?
I like the world's largest outdoor cocktail party that you can't call the world's largest outdoor cocktail party anymore. I'll take Georgia.
I'm taking Georgia as well. Florida is the favorite. We're going dogs there. Oregon State at Utah. I'm still on the Utah bandwagon. Utah, daddy.
Yeah, ever since that Joe Pesci said that about the two Utes, I like the Utes.
Mark, what do you think?
Utah's got to win something in the Pac-12, so I think that this will be the game.
This better be it, although the spread is less than 6. Cal at UCLA, daddy.
I'll take the Bears.
Mark?
UCLA.
He likes these home teams. I'm taking Cal. South Carolina at Tennessee. I'll take South Carolina, daddy. South Carolina open as a touchdown favorite. It's down to 4.
I'll take South Carolina. I know that Rocky Top's a tough place to play, but give me the little ball coach.
What do you think, Mark?
Yeah, I think South Carolina.
Stanford at USC. Stanford, about a 6-point favorite. Daddy?
Oh, Stanford covers for the 39th game in a row, don't they?
Mark, what do you think?
Yeah, I think Stanford looked pretty good last week.
I think Stanford would love to roll up USC. I'll take Stanford. Oklahoma at Kansas State, the number 8 and 9 teams in the country. Who do you like, Mark?
Oh, this is for my friend that lives in Kansas City. Oklahoma's going to roll them, I think.
Daddy?
I take Oklahoma, too. They got a rebound after last week. I know Bill Snyder's got magic going on, but I don't think he has enough magic to pull this one off.
This would be a monumental upset. Monumental. We all know Oklahoma has better athletes than Kansas State. Kansas State probably has a better football coach than Oklahoma. What do you think about that?
Wow.
Well, you can't come in unprepared and lose to Texas Tech. That's embarrassing. You better be ready to go. I will go closer than the experts think about Oklahoma to win. Wisconsin at Ohio State. This is to find out who plays the Nebraska-Michigan State winner. Most likely Penn State still in the mix in the championship game. Daddy?
Bucky finds a way. I'll take Bucky and the Badgers.
Oh, okay. I thought you were talking Bucky I.
No, different Bucky.
Mark, Wisconsin, Ohio State, what do you got?
Yeah, I like Wisconsin.
Do we all like Wisconsin just because of the way Nebraska played these two teams? This would be tough. Ohio State, remember, their season was wrecked last year, starting with this game. All the crap came out after this. Ohio State was upset by Wisconsin. This is in the horseshoe. This sets up for Ohio State to get redemption.
Then pick them.
Ohio State.
Oh, wow.
Michigan State, after Wisconsin got beat. I mean, that's just crushing what happened to them last week. Just absolutely crushing. Let's go total points for the tiebreaker. Michigan State, Nebraska. Mark, what's your total?
Oh, I think 55 on that.
That's a little higher than you, Daddy. What do you got?
I've got 27-17. Nebraska winning this game. I got 44.
First time all year that I have not been able to come up with my prediction ahead of time. Michigan State struggles on the road. Nebraska's defense is beat up. Could this be a high-scoring football game? No, Michigan State's supposed to have a great defense. Could it be 10-7? Could be. I'm going to go lower than both of you again. I've been kind of on the low end for a long, long time, which is no secret to anybody. Let's take a look at this one, and I'm going to say Nebraska does find a way to win the football game because they are at home. They are favored. There's a reason for that. I'm going to say Nebraska 23, Michigan State 16. 23-16, Big Red. Hey, Mark, best of luck, and congratulations on being a winner already.
Thanks.
Take care, Mark and Holdridge. I have no idea about that 23-16. That's 40. What is that, 39? That's lower than you. That's what I thought. 39.
Yeah, you kind of just lowball me by 5 points. Real nice.
That's what I do. That's what I do. Did we get through everything?
I think we got through everything.
All right, UNK football coming up tomorrow, 2 o'clock. Don't forget that's 2 o'clock kickoff. The Hastings Broncos, 1 o'clock kickoff against Doan. Also, the Huskers, obviously, at 11. Pregame at 6 in the morning on the Breeze, 94.5 FM. Volleyball, everybody is on the road except Hastings. They're home tomorrow afternoon against Northwestern. UNK is at Regis tonight. And then they are at Metro State tomorrow, a pair of top 25 teams. Nebraska, first game is a number one squad this year since 2007. And they will play tonight at Ohio State. Then at Penn State tomorrow, the four-time defending national champions. The UNK soccer team got a win yesterday. Their final game of the year is Sunday at 1 o'clock.
Well, there might be improvement from in just a couple of years.
Hastings soccer finishes out the regular season tomorrow on the road as well. State football playoffs continue tonight. We'll be at Foster Field, and hopefully the Bearcats can take care of Papillion-La Vista and a young quarterback sophomore that has thrown for 1,975 yards already this season. Tri-City Storm home tonight, on the road tomorrow, and that should pretty much take care of everything. And yes, the Nebraska women's basketball team has an exhibition game at home on Sunday.
Connie, are you going to be there?
I think so.
Good.
I do believe so. We want to thank our guests on the show today. Jim Miller, former Michigan State quarterback, now an analyst for the Spartans and, of course, for the Bears. I also want to thank Drew Shenick, head coach and general manager of the Tri-City Storm. Daddy's selections, solid again. Monday, Bo Pelini's press conference and Halloween.
Hey, we'll see you Monday. Doug and Daddy's show right here on Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio, Superstation 1460 on your AM dial in Kearney, 1550 on your AM dial in Hastings. Bye-bye.
You've been listening to a Doug and Daddy podcast brought to you by Cunningham's Journal. Cunningham's Journal, the only bar you need to know in Kearney.
Oh, darling, I feel like amazing.
Don't make me do that again.
Game over.